AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Hamas released two elderly Israeli women held hostage in Gaza. Hamas released an Israeli-American woman and her teenage daughter last week in what it said was a humanitarian gesture. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says as Israeli airstrikes in Gaza continue, aid to civilians must be sent in.
Whether or not there's a ground invasion, we believe that humanitarian assistance flowing to the people of Gaza is critically important, and it needs to go as soon as possible and as much as possible.
Some aid is getting in. The police chief in Detroit, James White, says a synagogue president who was stabbed to death at her home was not the victim of an anti-Semitic attack.
There are several factors that has led us to this conclusion. We are not in a position to discuss all of them at this point. Obviously, there are parts of the investigation that we cannot get into again. It is germane to the closing of this case.
An off-duty airline pilot is facing charges of attempted murder, accused of trying to shut down the engines of a Horizon Airlines flight.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit.
Authorities in Oregon, where the man was arrested after the Horizon Air regional jet made an emergency landing, say that 44-year-old Joseph Emerson, an off-duty pilot for the airline, had been allowed to sit in a cockpit jump seat for the flight to San Francisco. The plane's two pilots radioed to air traffic controllers, as heard on liveatc.net.
Doesn't sound like he's causing any issue in the back right now. I think he's subdued. Other than that, we want law enforcement as soon as we get on the ground.
Emerson's being held on 83 counts of attempted murder and reckless endangerment. I'm Jackie Quinn.
It's day 20 without a House Speaker, and Republicans are starting over. They're convening again tonight without any idea who will lead them. The Dow finished down 190 points. This is AP News. A price cap on Russian oil has not been tested until now.
The Russian oil price cap was set at $60. The price of oil has traded above the price cap since July, pumping millions of dollars into the Kremlin's war chest. The current Israel-Hamas war has pushed up the price of oil further, and there's evidence that some traders and shippers are evading the cap. However, the first signs of enforcement are appearing 10 months after the price limit was imposed in December. The aim? To keep the Kremlin from pocketing extra profits to fund its war in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
The University of Michigan is slithering toward history with a massive deal to buy jarred snake specimens. Professor Greg Snyder says they
tell us a lot more about what's happening in natural selection and in the evolutionary process.
About 75,000 slithering vertebrae, including snakes, are involved. Ed Donahue, AP News.